pointing to the radiation meter built into the airlock control panel. That and our suit patches are the only way we have of telling how high the radiation level is. The suit patches were cumulative, Doug knew. They changed color with dosage, going from green through yellow to red. Once they turned red, you were supposed to get inside shelter no matter what you were doing out on the surface. He looked down at the patch on his right arm and was startled to see it had already turned a sickly greenish-yellow. Just from the work we've done outside today, he thought. What color will it be when the radiation cloud hits? How can they eat this garbage? Greg wondered as he chewed on the little sandwich. It tasted like sawdust and glue with a core of hard rubber. He felt uncomfortable at the flare party, and most of the people around him seemed uncomfortable in his presence. Ginny Anson was perfectly relaxed, apparently, but the others stiffened visibly as he approached them. They were friendly enough, but Greg saw them put their drinks down or try to hide them behind their backs. Laughter died out as he came up to a knot of partygoers. People became polite, their smiles strained. The new boss, Greg figured. They know I'll be in charge here in a week. The board chairwoman's son. And they don't know what kind of a boss I'm going to be. Inwardly, Greg frowned at the irony of it. I don't know what kind of a boss I'm going to be either. Obviously, there's alcohol in most of those drinks, even though nobody's offered me any. What else is going down? He had made a sort of ragged circumnavigation of the cave and ended up back near Anson, who was deep in conversation with a tall, ragged-looking old simp with a mangy beard and sad, baggy eyes. Greg left his dish of unfinished finger sandwiches on the nearest table and went toward her. "Here he is," Anson said as Greg approached them. She waved Greg toward her, then introduced, "Greg Masterson, Lev Brudnoy." The legendary Lev Brudnoy. Greg realized that Brudnoy's legend was more than 20 years old now. The poor geezer must be pushing 60 at least. "How do you do?" said Brudnoy, gravely, extending a calloused hand. His coveralls were a faded olive green, splotched here and there with stains. He was about Greg's own height, though, and wider across the shoulders. "I'm very happy to meet you," Greg said perfunctorily. Brudnoy's grip was strong. Greg got the feeling he could have squeezed a lot harder if he'd wanted to.
"So you are going to be our leader for the next 12 months, Brudnoy said.
"That's right."
"I knew your stepfather, Paul Stavanger. He was a good man."
Trying not to bristle, Greg said, "I thought it was my father who gave you permission to join Moonbase." With a slow smile, Brudnoy answered,
"Quite true. But I never met your father. He never came here, and I was never invited to meet him when I visited Earthside."
"Oh, I see.
I am most indebted to him, of course, and to your lovely mother, whom I also have never met."
Feeling awkward, Greg tried to change the subject. "I suppose you've been here at Moonbase longer than anyone else." It was inane, and he knew it, but Greg couldn't think of anything else.
"More than 20 years, Anson said.
"Not all that time has been spent here on the moon, of course," said Brudnoy. "I visit Earthside each year as required by our health regulations."
Greg knew the regulations. They were based on the idea that living on the moon deconditioned the body for living in Earth's heavier gravity. Every Moonbase employee was required to undertake an exercise regime to keep muscles and bones strong enough for an immediate return Earthside.
"Yet," Brudnoy went on almost wistfully, "my trips Earthside grow shorter and my stays here grow longer. This is my true home. Earth is a distant dream."
With a sardonic smile, Greg said, "The food's better on Earth."
"Quite true," Brudnoy agreed.
"What we grow in our farm is for nutrition, not gourmet taste," Anson snapped.
"Mostly soybeans," said Brudnoy. "What little variety we have comes from them."
Before Greg could comment, he went on,
"And green vegetables, of course. We recently introduced carrots, but they aren't doing too well."
"Everything else we have to bring up from Earthside," Anson said defensively. "We have to go for the highest nutritional values per kilo, not taste."
"That's obvious," said Greg. Looking nettled, Anson turned to Brudnoy.
"He'll fit right in. Up here 10 minutes and he's already complaining about the food."
"I can prepare for you a fresh salad," Brudnoy said, completely serious. A salad? After all my years of adventuring, I have become a farmer. My true calling, to be a peasant.
I'd like to see your farm, Greg said.
Lev's got a green thumb, said Anson. He'll turn us all into vegetarians one of these days.
Can't we bring meat animals up here? Greg asked. Fresh meat would be good.
Oh, sure, Anson replied sarcastically. We've got the wide-open prairies around here. Get some cowboys and a herd of cattle.
Greg felt his face redden. Maybe something smaller.
Chickens?
Or rabbits, Brudnoy said. I remember reading somewhere that rabbits have a high ratio of protein to bone.
Okay, said Greg. Rabbits. We have to be very careful about what we bring in here, Anson said sternly. This is a closed ecology, and we can't afford to endanger it.
But rabbits,
look what they did to Australia.
Ginny, my dear, said Brudnoy, we would not allow them to run wild and breed at will.
We could control them, couldn't we? Greg asked.
Looking completely unconvinced, Anson said,
Well, you're going to be director. You look into it.
Turning to Brudnoy, Greg asked, Could you look into it?
Certainly, said the Russian. I would be most happy to.
Anson's face eased into a smile.
You're going to be okay, Masterson. Delegating responsibility already. That's the mark of a successful manager.
Greg couldn't tell if she was being sarcastic or sincere.
Rabbits will be the salvation of Moonbase, Brudnoy said with a happy grin on his bearded face. And I have found my calling.
You have?
Anson asked, looking askance at the Russian.
To feed the hungry masses, Brudnoy said. To end the dreariness of packaged foods. I will not be a lowly peasant. I will become the master of cuisine for Moonbase.
A noble calling, said Anson.
Thank you, Brudnoy said to Greg. You have given me a new purpose in life.
And he clasped Greg in his long arms with a Russian bear hug.
Now, what can I do for you in return? Brudnoy asked once he had released Greg from his embrace.
Gasping slightly, more with surprise than anything else, Greg stammered, I don't really know.
I am yours to command, Brudnoy said. Call upon me at any hour, and I will be at your side.
With a sloppy military salute, Brudnoy turned abruptly and strode off into the crowd.
Is he for real? Greg asked.
Anson smiled knowingly.
Lev is as real as they come. If you need any advice about anything, ask him. He's a lot smarter than he lets on.
Greg nodded, not knowing how much he could believe. He looked at the partygoers, still talking and laughing and drinking.
I didn't know that liquor was allowed in the base, he said.
It isn't, Anson replied.
Do you mean to tell me that there's no alcohol in those drinks? Nobody's popping pills or snorting anything?
What I'm telling you, Anson said firmly, is that company regulations do not allow alcohol or any other substances that impair judgment or reflexes. We're even careful with aspirin up here.
Greg smirked at her.
Sure. And if I tested a random sampling of your employees' blood levels?
It doesn't work that way, she snapped. Not here. We judge people on their performance, not by some numbers set down in a book of regulations.
So you wait for somebody to kill himself and the people around him?
Not at all.
Anson's voice was calm, reasoned, but beneath it there was stainless steel.
We live and work very close to one another. If somebody sees that someone is too out of it, let's say, to do his job, then they don't let that person start working.
They report him sick.
They send him back to his quarters, or her. They call for a replacement.
And that's all?
We pay for performance here. If a person needs a replacement more than twice in a 3-month span, we send him back Earthside.
Or her?
Or her, Anson agreed. It happens now and then, but not often enough to be a real problem.
And that's the way I'm supposed to handle the situation? No matter what the company regulations say?
Anson made a small shrug. That's the way things have been handled here for years. If you want to change it, that's your prerogative. You'll have to do your job in your own way, of course.
Of course, Greg said, but your way has been working fine, is that it?
Anson smiled prettily.
Don't fix it if it ain't broke.
Moonbase.